Myers has pitched to Castro. Fastball, swing, and a miss. Strike three. Five strikeouts in a row for Tristan McKenzie. Two down in this fourth inning.
It's time to talk Indians baseball on WEOL. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience and Oak. Is the music too loud on you there, Craig? I can't tell if that.
No, it's good right now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure.
You're a master mixer. You're good.
No. I got some weird noise in my headset, but that's okay. Go along with the voices in my head. It's fine. It's time again to talk with Jim Rosenhaus of the Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Rosie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, Bruce. Good morning.
All right. 1-0 over the Tigers. We'll take it. That's the best. I mean, that's the least you can do to get a win, right? 1-0. They've never had a.
They lost 1-0.
Oh, wait a minute. All right. You're right.
Come on, Bruce Van Dyke. What are you doing?
Getting it wrong. All right, Jim.
They still didn't give up very many runs.
No, that's right. Okay, I remember the argument. Craig said they lost. They only scored one run, or they didn't score any runs. I said yes, but they only gave up one.
But correct.
Is against the Tigers. Day game going on today. Big series against Toronto in the weekend. Then we've also got that doubleheader, right? Have I got that right? Against the White Sox coming up?
Yes. Pulling it together. You
all
got right, that
good.
Right.
Okay.
And that should be, you know what, a Memorial Day doubleheader. They used to schedule those. And just by the luck of the draw with a rainout earlier in the season, we'll get one of those old-school doubleheaders on Memorial Day. Should be fun.
This is a new-school doubleheader.
It's a traditional doubleheader in that it's not a split doubleheader. You buy one ticket and you get two games, albeit this will be the first time for the Indians playing the seven-inning doubleheader games that are new this season and actually date back to last season. But they didn't do that right out of the chute last year. They kind of changed it on the fly. And actually, the Indians and the White Sox were the last teams that played a doubleheader with nine-inning games, and then they switched the rule. I don't know if it's because the way that doubleheader went. I think it was a pretty normal doubleheader, but they switched the rule shortly after that, so this will be the first time for the Indians to do that.
Are we still sitting in pods at Progressive Field?
Yes, until Wednesday, June the 2nd. So that last game of this upcoming homestand will be the first time that it's full capacity, but still, it's about 14,000 they fit in there now, and it's pods, yes, but it's a little bit more relaxed, and the pods are a little bit bigger if, you know, it's people you know, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah. So we're excited to that in Major League Baseball, getting more of the fans coming back. That's going to be great, and again, that's June 2nd, right at the end of that White Sox series.
Yes.
Who are just ahead of us, a game and a half ahead of us in the Central right now, I think. So.
Yeah, we're lurking right behind them and had a real nice chance to gain some ground last night because the White Sox had lost during the day. But, just offensive struggles last night against some pretty good pitching by the Tigers.
Jim, what do you make of Tristan McKenzie? Started strong this year, got sent down, comes back. Pitches very well last night.
You know what? He's a typical young major league pitcher, I think. We've been spoiled in that the Indians' young pitching has come up and dazzled right away and stayed here, like Shane Bieber and Zach Plesac and Aaron Civale. But that's not the norm. And so I think we're seeing the norm with Tristan McKenzie, where he can go out and have a game like he had last night, but then also go out and really struggle. And with him, it has been, he really had a hard time with the walks and having them all come in one inning and just having that blow-up inning. And it may be like this all summer if he does come back at some point in time, and he is scheduled to come back on Monday for the doubleheader, but then go back down. You're probably going to have the ups and downs with him. And with some of the other young pitchers, too. Sam Henches, I think, would be in that same boat. But I think we saw last night the potential is there. He has good stuff. And once he learns how to get through those games where maybe his command isn't quite as good and he's walking a few, instead of walking a bunch, just walk a few and hopefully it carries through from there. Easier said than done. But, you know, they really like him, and it's just taking a little while for development because, remember, he was hurt a lot in the minor leagues. So his development time has really been staggered, and a lot of his development is still taking place, and that's hard to do at the major league level.
Well, we're starting to see injuries crop up. We had Franmil Reyes with a big swing, and then another sort of removing your jersey issue with Plesac going on there. What kind of an impact is that going to have now? Is that obviously the manager has to figure out how to sort through things like that that he doesn't plan on, but what's the approach now for pitchers that we're going to be able to see here based on what we need?
I was hoping that you could help us with that, Bruce.
Yesterday I
don't know what to. You need to stop down and talk to Tito and see you guys.
Yesterday, Tom and Tito in he said, "What do you plan?" He goes, "Well, we have a plan, but we're not quite sure yet what it's going to be. We have to look, because they have to get bus tickets or whatever. But other than that, they're not quite sure where it's going to go in the next couple of days."
Is that how they're transporting guys? Bus tickets?
Sure. They have some,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Is there a Tribe Uber that I don't know about? But
they might. But look, you bring up a good point. I think when Tom talked to him, that was before the game. You have no idea. Is it going to be a rough night for McKenzie? Are they going to have to torch the bullpen to get through a game? So it all depends on how these games go to see where they're at. But at least one piece of the puzzle certainly came out after the game that you can add a 27th player for a doubleheader. So that 27th player will be McKenzie because his day will come up again on Monday. So there's one piece to the puzzle. Tomorrow night is still a little murky. It may depend on what happens today. But I do think we saw maybe an indicator last night where they stretched out Cal Quantrill to throw three innings last night. In spring training, he was being built up as a starter. And it's just worked out where he's been in the bullpen to start the season. But I think eventually they want to get him back to starting. And this may be the start of that. So whether that's soon or maybe a little bit down the road, he might figure in that mix. I'm still not sure who they're going to use for tomorrow. It may depend on how today goes.
What can we expect from Toronto? What have they been doing this year?
Boy, a really good young team. Some of the best young talent in baseball. Led by Vladdy Guerrero Jr., who's leading baseball in home runs, and he's 23. And I don't know if fans remember, but he was the star of the show at the Home Run Derby here in Cleveland as part of the All-Star game 2 years ago, and he didn't even win it, but he was still the star, I think, to a lot of people. So he's exciting. They have a ton of other really good young talent. And it's starting to translate. They're hanging in there in the AL East, and they'll be a tough opponent for the next 3 days starting tomorrow.
Are they still playing homes and games in Florida, or are they? I mean, their fans don't get a chance to see this team then, right? Is that
correct? Okay. They started the season at their spring training home in Dunedin, Florida, but they've completed that portion of their schedule, and now they're going to move to Buffalo and play the next series of games there. I think at the very least through the end of June and quite possibly through July. But you guys may know as well as I do. Who knows when they can go back to Canada? I think they'd love to get back to playing at the Rogers Center and be in their home.
Right.
But with border restrictions and things like that, that could be a challenge.
Yep. Well, we are taking on the Tigers for an afternoon affair today, and then it's games against Toronto as well for the weekend, and then the White Sox double. Remember, you got to pencil in your schedule. If you got the Indians magnetic schedule or whatever you got with them, add the extra game for the Memorial Day. It's a 3:10, 2:35 on the Indians Network. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a good holiday weekend.
Thanks. You guys too.
All right. Jim Rosenhaus joining us for the Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Road.